This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. And here, after the 2024 election, we have a new administration due in 73-74 days, the second Trump administration. And the presumption is it will be building on space ambitions from the first administration. And a lot of new hardware, a lot of new successes since then must be taken into account. The mission is the moon, and the mission after that is Mars. Bob, at this point, the moon mission, your expectation, I believe, is an accelerated version of what the SLS program, which is still on the books, looks to do. What is it that we can do on the moon before Mars? What is possible with the technology we now have?
Artemis is going to get completely reshaped. It's not going to be the program we see right now. Right. I just can't see that. So what will happen is there will be an effort to get back to the moon with human beings using Starship and Super Heavy, almost certainly, as well as other technology, but not so much SLS and Orion. I expect them to get canceled. They're just not efficient and don't work. So there will be an effort to go to the moon. NASA for decades said that's going to be the first step for getting to Mars, but NASA has no capabilities for doing that, and no plans and no procedures. It just doesn't have anything. It's barely been able to figure out a way to get to the moon. It's going to have to be restructured, because what NASA put together was clunky and not workable. So NASA's almost certainly going to try to get back to the moon. It'll be taking advantage of commercial technology that exists, not the government rocket and capsule that they've been trying to put together and have done so with a great expense and over budget and behind schedule. So that means commercial space is the key. And once again, we get back to SpaceX. SpaceX, as a company led by Elon Musk, has its own Mars program and always has. Everything Musk has done has been with Mars in mind. And he has said repeatedly, he did this when he first introduced Dragon. He said, I'm going to fly Dragon to Mars to do tests there. And NASA stopped him from doing that because they wanted him to focus on doing the manned missions to ISS. And he agreed to go along with that, because he then realized he's going to be building Starship Super Heavy, and that's really what he needs. And so he's now been focused on that. And he's made it clear for months that his goal is to, once he's got Starship flying, is to fly test missions to Mars as soon as possible. The first launch window is in 26. The next one will be in 28. And he wants to fly multiple Starships each time. He had, a minimum of one the first time, but probably more.
What about the moon, definitely Bob? More. What about the moon, Bob? Starship?
The moon is going to be under NASA's control. It'll be under a new Artemis program that's going to be restructured. It will use Starship to land on the moon, because that's what NASA wants to do. But that program will be a NASA program. SpaceX is not interested in that. It will be a program that will be a NASA program using commercial space for the purpose. It won't be government-run rockets or capsules. I really think under the Trump administration, they will shift entirely to capitalism, and NASA will completely hire private companies to get things done. It won't just be SpaceX. They will hire probably Blue Origin as New Glenn for rocket launches. They probably will try to do Starliner if they can, or some variation thereof. But it'll be private companies getting NASA to the moon and its lunar project.
Does Blue Origin, does ULA have a lander?
No, no. Well, the Blue Origin is building the land of Finasa right now. They have a contract. And so they're going to try to do it as well. And so you got two different commercial companies trying to put land in. I don't talk a lot about Blue Origin because they haven't proven themselves yet. They haven't done anything. So I have my skepticism about them. But if they get their act together and they seem to be doing that, then we will have two commercial landers to get people to the moon. And you can eliminate the government partnership.
And what is the purpose of SLS then? If
Blue Origin... There is none. That's why I keep saying, John, they're going to get rid of it. It's going to be restructured and be removed. There is no good purpose to SLS. It hasn't been to decades.
I want to understand the logic here. I thought SLS was using Starship to land men on the moon.
The way that program is designed, SLS is inserted into the program and is required to be used, and SLS is then attached to it. But Starship is then attached to it. But Starship doesn't need SLS at all. SLS is there only because it's a government program and they want to keep it. You get rid of SLS and Orion, you don't lose anything because Starship can do exactly the same thing for a tenth the cost and 10 times faster.
All right, but SLS, there's just one of them, right? So one mission to the moon, right?
And SLS is a program, it's a series of contracts with Boeing and others to build multiple SLSs. It takes about 2 years to build one and assemble it and launch it. It costs about $4 billion. You can't possibly have an effective program with SLS. Starships, as it's being developed, they could be launching them monthly. Monthly. And I'm being conservative.
I understand the advantage of Starship. I'm just trying to make a distinction between SLS Starship and Super Heavy Starship. Both can go to the moon, correct?
Starship is never... In conjunction with SLS. When it goes to the moon, Starship, it's launched by Super Heavy. And they just improvised this clunky thing where it would dock with Orion sent by SLS. But you don't need Orion or SLS. You could launch the people on Starship and go directly to the moon. There's absolutely no reason to have SLS and Orion there, other than it's a government program and they don't want to cancel it because it's lots of jobs and pork. It's going to go away. That's the bottom line. It's going to go away. And what will happen is using commercial space to get to the moon, you'll have a prosperous industry of multiple companies. I really think that. Not just Starship and Super Heavy with SpaceX. But meanwhile, SpaceX is going to have its own launch program. And it's not going to be held back anymore by government regulations. So we're going to see a lot of great things begin to happen. And all across the board, because when you take regulation away, you're basically allowing freedom to function.
What about Blue Origin? Does it have a plan to go to Mars?
No, none at all. That's not Jeff Bezos' goal. He wants to have manufacturing in space. He's got his orbital re-space station. He's going to have to start to prove that. But once again, if you have private enterprise and you get rid of the regulation, you might start to see some action.
So I'm just making sure we understand. The moon is about the big space, NASA. It's also about SpaceX, and it also is about Blue Origin. That's the moon. Is that correct?
Yes, and Mars right now is just SpaceX. But none of that is set in stone. If you release people to have freedom, you're going to have projects going in multiple different places, including that. There are already private companies that have proposed going to the moon, to Mars, to asteroids, and to Venus. These already exist, these private projects. Take the regulation away, and they'll be able to move fast and do things.
And the regulation is a conversation now underway at the prospective Trump administration, is your information. Is that correct?
Yeah, I am pretty sure the Trump administration is going to put heavy slashing of all regulation once it gets into power.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. We're looking at space policy for the new administration beginning in 73 days. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.